This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados Nurses Association condemns an attack on a colleague. Vendors in Oystins demand action after a school violence incident. A senior police constable warns that lack of community support is driving young people to crime. And mass evacuations are going on as southern China braces for its strongest storm of the year. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spencer. The details ahead. The Barbados Nurses Association is strongly condemning an act of violence against one of its members at the Randall Phillips Polyclinic. The clinic was forced to close yesterday following the incident in which a parent of a patient allegedly slapped a nurse across the face. Staff rallied in solidarity, leading to the shutdown. President of the association, Dr. Faye G. Paris, expressed outrage at the attack and is calling for stricter penalties to deter acts of violence against healthcare workers.
This is not just an attack on one nurse. It is part of a troubling pattern of violence that threatens the safety and dignity of nurses across Barbados, especially our women on the front lines of care. We extend full support to the nurse involved and all staff affected. Nurses are pillars of our healthcare system. They deserve protection, respect, and safe workplaces. We welcome the investigation by the Ministry of Health and Wellness and call for stiff penalties for acts of battery against healthcare professionals. Violence must never be normalized in our clinical spaces.
She is calling for measures to be implemented to improve security and ensure the safety of healthcare workers.
The BNA is renewing its call for panic buttons at all healthcare institutions, strengthening security protocols, supporting trauma-informed care, and launching a public education campaign to promote civility and respect.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Dr. Faye G. Paris. Vendors in Oystins Christchurch say they've had enough of violent behavior by secondary school students who gather near the bus terminal. Their frustration follows an incident yesterday when a student was stabbed during an altercation. He was treated at the nearby polyclinic and his condition remains unknown. One eyewitness described what happened. The voice has been altered to protect the identity.
Man, they're fighting. There were knives. The guy scored knives. The guy scored scissors. Nothing in these school bags. If two of them fight on the bus, you get off the bus. You go on and try to kick open the bus door to get back in. From the time you board the bus, you went in your bag. So then you run in the bus. Where you run to? I say when you put out, you get back. Or you run in the bus. So then you run in the bus. That's where you run to. Whether it's a knife or scissors, whatever. When you get out the bus, you do hell or what, I hit the police straight in the chest and they cross the car. So I don't know if these children, this is certainly water.
An eyewitness to yesterday's stabbing incident. When Starcom Network News visited the area, several vendors complained of gambling and constant fighting, saying police are frequently called to intervene. One vendor declared, enough is enough.
And if something don't happen, something worse than happen. You fight, you gamble, you know, and you got other children that finish school, you know, that coming down, you know, that they go to school and you coming down to meet the younger ones, and they're not even going home on evenings. They're spending hours out here, you know, and their buses passing, and them out here, they're terrible though. Something needs to be done.
A vendor working at Oystins. Senior Constable Tanisha Vanderpool Griffith, who is a team lead for the King's Trust International Program, has raised concerns about youth deviance and its link to crime in Barbados. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Vanderpool Griffith noted that many young people lack proper socialization since the COVID-19 pandemic. She stressed that youth are not inherently deviant, but in the absence of strong community support, some young people are finding a sense of belonging on the blocks where negative influences often exist.
We are no longer socialized as a community. Years ago, your community would look out for you. They'll correct you. So you have children doing things that they know they're not supposed to do. They can't do them because the neighbor is going to tell the parents. And since COVID, it's even gotten worse because everything is internet. So nobody's actually social. They don't go outside and interact physically. That is the biggest problem because we are living as it relates to what we see on social media, the music that we listen to on social media. And unfortunately, our young people are at a detriment because of that. What I've come to realize is that the young people are not deviant. They just need to be heard. And if it is that the guys on the block are the ones that are making them seen and making them heard, that's what they will gravitate to.
She also urged her fellow police officers to strengthen their bonds with society to improve trust in law enforcement.
As police officers, we have to aim with society to create a nurturing bond from the youngest person to the oldest, where, yes, I may correct you, I may have to arrest you, but at the same time, I can still reassure you that, yes, you may have gotten into trouble, but it's not the end of the world. And that's another thing here that we remind these young people, that that's not the end of it. We are here, and that, in its sense, can show society, yes, I'm a police officer, but that's not who I am. That is what I do, and I'm still a human. And I think that that is one of the things here that, as team leaders, all four groups, they will have persons that they can relate to and talk to and trust.
Senior Police Constable Tanisha Vanderpool Griffith. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Innes, says regional integration offers businesses the chance to expand their reach and become more competitive. Speaking on the BCCI's Let's Talk Business radio program, Mr. Innes said that the opening of the regional market creates opportunities for partnerships across the Caribbean.
Being able to expand the talent pool and expand the markets that we can now operate in and create that larger economic space, for me, is an exciting opportunity. I think it will open competitiveness within our various markets as well. And our businesses will have to. I would recommend that we continue to embrace the global competitiveness or the regional competitiveness of our industries and the economic space, because I think we would need to be able to adapt to the regional market space. So for local businesses, it provides the space now for us to consider who we can partner with. So look at opportunities around how can we expand by partnering with others within the Caribbean space.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Innes. The Ashley Lashley Foundation has launched the fourth edition of its EcoFit Youth Program, aiming to tackle obesity, a growing concern among children. The program, which reaches students across 10 primary schools, combines physical activity with environment education, encouraging young people to adopt healthier lifestyles while learning to care for the planet. Executive Director Ashley Lashley said the initiative was expanded to other regional countries in an effort to instill healthy habits and environmental responsibility from an early age.
And our goal really is to educate and empower young people from across 10 primary schools to protect the environment. And we really want to weave in the concept of reduce, reuse, and recycle. This is the fourth year that the EcoFit Youth Program is happening, and we're replicating it this year in Dominica and also Grenada. So we're really happy that we're creating this regional movement to sensitize and educate students, especially from a very young age, on the importance of maintaining a healthy environment, but also a healthy lifestyle. We've recognized throughout the program, and we've seen across the news for the last couple of years, the increase in obesity. It's important that we reiterate within our school sector and through this EcoFit Youth Program, the importance of kids maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
Executive Director of the Ashley Lashley Foundation, Ashley Lashley. China has evacuated hundreds of thousands of people and ordered at least 10 cities to close schools and some businesses as the strongest storm of the year bears down on its southern coast. Hong Kong has upgraded its typhoon warning to 8, just 2 levels below the maximum, ahead of the arrival of Super Typhoon Ragasa. The storm is expected to make landfall in China's Guangdong province tomorrow, where some 370,000 people have been evacuated so far, as authorities warn of a catastrophic situation. Recapping the headlines, the Barbados Nurses Association condemns an attack on a colleague. Vendors in Oystens demand action after a school violence incident. A senior police constable warns that lack of community support is driving young people to crime. And mass evacuations are ongoing as southern China braces for its strongest storm of the year. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.